We have with us today David Yokelson, Program Director of IBM Advanced Case Management, to talk about IBM's strategy for advanced case management and what it means to CMA customers in the public sector. Thank you for joining us today, David.
Thank you, Peggy.
Can you tell us what is IBM Case Manager and how does it add value to the CMA platform?
I would be happy to do that. IBM Case Manager is itself a platform upon which numerous case solutions, and I'll talk about what those are in a little bit, and which numerous case solutions can be easily designed and delivered. And it helps to understand a little bit about what we think a case is. A case tends to be an unpredictable sort of a situation that carries along a particular workload that contains information, it contains tasks to be done, it contains histories. This will become clear when we give some examples, but in short, they are all about knowledge workers making decisions based on a variety of information and activity that has to take place. And the reason that IBM Case Manager with these capabilities takes advantage of the CM8 platform is that we are now directly integrated with CM8. So all of the documents and information that our clients have managed over time in CM8 can be used now as part of cases that are created in Case Manager. And alternatively, Case Manager can store the content that it needs related to case workloads on the CM8 platform. So it's a win-win.
That's really wonderful news. Can you tell us what's unique about IBM Case Manager and why is IBM Case Manager better or different than using CM8 alone or developing a solution with other tools?
I will do that. So what we have found is that organizations have pursued the creation of case solutions lots of different ways. Some may start with a content management solution like CM8 alone, or they may use a process tool, or they may go with a point solution in a particular vertical industry. But what we've also found is that each of those has its own shortcomings when you try to address the situation I characterized before with a case workload. They don't all provide the dynamic capability to deal with the unpredictability that I described. They don't all integrate the notion of process with the management and receipt of information and so on. And beyond that, by not using a single platform, organizations can't take advantage of what they learn and the design tool and so on. So what's unique about Case Manager is that it takes all of those elements into account and then provides them to a designer who we've targeted as a business analyst to design and deliver case solutions. There are unique capabilities such as tasking, which allows somebody to create this dynamic activity that acts independently. It can fire off actions. It can be enacted by the receipt of content or data in a form or anything like that. Also unique is the way that we address the relationship between content and task. And also unique is the design platform that I talked about. Case Builder, which is the design platform, is focused on allowing a business analyst to design and deliver a solution. And while there are plenty of jobs for IT groups with Case Manager, and that could mean integration, it could mean building sophisticated business rules, it could mean designing a front-end UI, what we've done, we've allowed a business analyst to, in one place, very easily design all of the elements that comprise this case workload and deliver a solution that can be working much, much more quickly than it could have been using other tools.
Great. How about giving us some examples of some solutions that are of interest to clients?
I'd be happy to do that. We actually see a very wide variety of use cases being tackled with Case Manager in the public sector. From the federal arena, for example, in some of the defense areas, there is the notion of tasking and it's a bad pun, but the task and the dynamic capability in Case Manager, as well as the ability to provide all of the related information to a given task, and maintain that in context lends itself very well to that sort of a use case for that sort of a solution. We've seen in state governments everything from permitting to child and family services applications to fraud investigation. And internationally, we've seen some similar use cases, as I've just mentioned, but we've also seen incident management or crisis management. So there's a pretty wide variety of solutions that our clients are interested in putting to work through Case Manager.
Thank you, David, for spending time with us to talk about IBM Case Manager and CM8. Thank you.
You're welcome.